in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. The ordeal isn't over yet for people who live in earthquake-stricken central Italy. Now, aftershocks are keeping everyone on edge.
The extremely strong aftershocks, the one that registered 4.8, shook this area, shook a lot of this rubble, really made things uncomfortable. And for the people who got out of these houses alive, those are the types of things that they're having a hard time going through.
Correspondent Barbie Nato, two Catholic nuns have been found murdered in rural Mississippi.
Authorities finding the women stabbed to death in a residence Thursday. The violent death of sisters Paula Merrill and Margaret Held, a stark contrast to the compassion they displayed in life, spending decades helping the poor.
Margaret and I have worked together for many years. We just see patients and do what needs to be done.
Their work received by the community with gratitude over the years.
They take the time with the patients. They go way beyond.
I'm Reed Binion.
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton engaged in some back-and-forth bickering on which of them will help or hurt minorities. Clinton accused Trump of running a campaign that will make America hate again. Trump accuses Clinton of, quote, pandering to the worst instincts in our society, adding she should be ashamed of herself. Metro officials still aren't saying much about why the East Falls Church train derailment last month is the subject of a criminal investigation. But one local member of Congress thinks she knows.
The criminal investigation into the derailment started after interviews with employees about the incident revealed conflicting information. Chief Safety Officer Pat Lavin did not say it was related to the investigation, but admitted Metro had notes from 2009 about deteriorating rail ties at East Falls Church.
That defect was never upgraded to reflect that it had deteriorated to either a priority one or a black defect, which would have called for that track to be out of service.
Congresswoman Barbara Comstock tells WMAL.
That's obviously the incident that they are now criminally investigating.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Metro is going to practice what to do in a derailment situation this weekend. It's going to have to be a live exercise Sunday morning on the elevated tracks approaching the Pentagon station over the Potomac River. Metro says the drill will help emergency responders test their capabilities. Police say a former Montgomery Mall security guard has been caught burglarizing kiosks at the mall. 19-year-old Jeremiah Lindsay is now facing 14 counts, including second-degree burglary. Investors are waiting to hear what Fed Chair Janet Yellen has to say today when she addresses a central bank forum in Wyoming.
Investors have been sitting on the sidelines ahead of Fed Chairwoman Janet Yellen's speech today in Jackson Hole for cues on the timing of an anticipated interest rate hike. A few members of the Fed, citing a strong labor market and other recent upbeat economic signals, have come out in favor of a rate hike sooner rather than later, perhaps as early as the Fed's September meeting. Many analysts say Yellen is unlikely to signal an interest rate hike is coming today, but will likely start preparing the market and complacent investors for an eventual rate hike. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A California judge who came under criticism for imposing just a six-month sentence on a college athlete in a sexual assault case has now removed himself from handling criminal cases. Judge Aaron Persky requested that he from now on assigned only to civil court. And the sound of popping balloons prompted panicked shoppers to flee an Orlando, Florida mall thinking it was gunfire. Nine people were hurt trying to get out. The incident came just 2 months after that gunman killed dozens inside an Orlando nightclub. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,448, the NASDAQ at 52,12. Sports, the Nationals end their losing streak, beating the Orioles at Nats Park. And the Redskins take on the Bills tonight as Kirk Cousins and the starting offense is expected to play the entire first half. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as mornings in the mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
From seasonal storms to full-scale weather events.
Heat advisory in effect for dangerous heat indices today with severe storms possible.
Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stager.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Banks from the Weather Channel.
On WMAL.
At the Big Screen Store, Labor Day savings start now. Why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99. Now just $24.99. Wow!
Nothing like watching the big game on a big screen.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the big screen store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the big screen store.
Their prices are amazing.
The big screen store.
The big screen store.
The big screen store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Tomorrow at 11:30, hear healthcare expert Heidi Creighton at the Tyson's Corner Marriott.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland and Upper Marlboro on Route 4 as you head westbound past 301 right near Showplace Arena. That's where we have a crash. Watch for police to direct you through. Once you get beyond there through Woodyard and Dower House Road up through to the Beltway, good ride. Smooth trip for everyone. Inbound Suitland Parkway heading to DC 295. On 295 southbound as you make your trip just past Burroughs. That's where I'm starting to see those brake lights to get you past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. We're good on the freeway. Each direction, southeast, southwest freeway. I'm not seeing much of any delay. 66, just a little bit of volume in Centerville. We're off to a pretty good start here for a Friday morning in from the west and on 95, 395, 270. Just a bit sluggish now through Urbana and down toward Hyattstown. Traffic update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center, celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the city's first dedicated heart and vascular hospital, ushering in a new era of patient experience for the region and beyond. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the march, but it really doesn't do much to our temperatures over the upcoming weekend. Mid-upper 90s today will feel over 100 with a good deal of sunshine and low to mid-90s over the weekend. Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Woodbridge, 72 in Olney, 78 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. They're banned in France, but burkini sales are now spiking worldwide. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05, we're going to be talking to Trevor Maddich about tonight's Redskins preseason game with the Buffalo Bills. And at 8:35 this morning, Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
The first gold medal of these games was won by an American woman, 19-year-old West Virginia University student Ginny Thrasher, in the air rifle event. And after 3 days of competition, along with Thrasher and, of course, Katie Ledecky, American women's teams in particular have been thriving.
Well, what a pleasure this is. Joining us right now is Virginia's own Virginia Thrasher. You call her Ginny, just like the state she was born in. But unfortunately, she's in West Virginia right now at school. But that's okay. She's a Virginia girl, and she's all ours. Thanks for joining us, and congratulations on that gold medal.
Thank you so much. I'm really happy to be on your show.
So you won for the women's 10-meter air rifle competition, and did you know when you recognized you secured the gold medal, did you know that you were the first medal of these entire Olympics?
Yes, I did. That's a great fact about the women's air rifle event, is it is always the first medal of the Olympics. So it's very nice because it gets some extra publicity for our sport.
Well, and I'll be honest, I didn't think your sport got as much publicity as it should have. Even when you won, I wanted to see more of it because it looks very cool. How long have you been shooting and competitively?
So for me, I got started shooting in eighth grade when my grandfather took me hunting. And then I went to West Springfield High School in Northern Virginia. And there they have a competitive varsity sport of an air rifle team. Wow. And I joined that. And then a year later, I joined a travel team in addition to that. And I started looking at doing it as an NCAA sport as well.
And do you still hunt, too?
I do when I can.
And I got to say, you know, we were so excited, you know, because, of course, we're the talk radio station for Northern Virginia. And when we got on the air that Monday morning, we were so proud and excited, and we got callers calling in. You really, not only did you, of course, win for America, but this whole region just got so uplifted by this. Did you get an instant feedback from all your Virginian friends?
Oh, of course I did. It was really nice to have that feedback from the community, not only of Virginia, but also of Morgantown, West Virginia. I'll be honest, I had to turn my phone off, and I didn't turn it on for a week, and even now I'm still hesitant to go on it a little bit.
Ginny Thrasher is our guest. Of course, she is our golden girl from Virginia who won that very first gold medal in the women's 10-meter air rifle. How old are you, Ginny? Do you mind me asking?
I am 19 and a half.
My gosh. And so do you plan on, I mean, it's a cool thing about your sport is that, you know, age does not really take away your edge the way it does for other athletes. Do you expect to be doing this for quite some time?
I do. One of the best things about our sport is the longevity of it. And I would say that having the experience that comes with shooting for many years can actually be helpful in some cases. And for me, I'll have NCAA eligibility for the next 3 years, and then there's only 1 year until Tokyo 2020. So at the very least, I'll be trying to shoot for that.
Shoot for that. I see what you did there. And tell me, what is the toughest thing about your sport?
My sport's very tough because it's not only a physical sport, but it's a very mental sport. It's like golf, where you're trying to have control over your thoughts and emotions, and in the end, you're trying to compete with yourself. And that's what makes it a tough sport, but that's also what makes it a great and very rewarding sport.
And you said your grandfather first took you out hunting. Does the whole Thrasher family, do y'all hunt? Do y'all shoot together?
Yes, so I go with my two older brothers, my dad and my grandpa.
And are your older brothers, are they competitive shooters as well?
They are not, but they're very good. So I can hit targets that are standing still very easily. But if the target's moving, I can't hit it at all. So, like, shotgun shooting, I'm terrible at. But one of my brothers is the opposite. He's very good when the targets are moving.
Okay, but and you're being very modest now. But let's face it, being the younger sister and coming home with a gold medal in shooting, that had to be a pretty good moment to rub it in your brother's face.
Well, my parents and both my brothers were down in Rio watching me compete, and I think they're very proud of me.
All right, but a little jealous, too. tell me, I wonder, you know, guns are often misunderstood. Firearms are misunderstood, I think, by a lot of Americans, and I think it's because of some of the histrionic debates that are often had in the media. Do you feel like it because of that, your sport doesn't get the attention it should get?
I think that's definitely a factor, but I think it's important for people to realize what my sport is and to take it for what it is and no more. And my sport is great in the fact that it teaches determination and discipline and all these amazing things. And the fact that we're using a firearm, it's really just a tool. And honestly, if you looked at our firearms, they look like they're from outer space. They actually look really cool. But I very much enjoy my sport, and I wish more people could understand it.
Do you almost feel now that you're sort of an ambassador for not just your sport, but also for the positive and effective use of firearms?
I think anyone in this country can be an ambassador, and for me, I'm just happy to be able to help my sport and represent my country so well.
Well, and you sure did. And again, I'd want to emphasize not just America, but also Virginia, a hometown girl from Springfield, Virginia. And I understand you're majoring in engineering. What do you plan to do?
Well, I'm majoring in biomedical engineering.
Oh, biomedical engineering. So pardon me, that's some pretty high end stuff.
I plan to keep shooting for as long as possible.
And you don't have any career goals, though, outside of your great athletic career.
Nope, I would just like to shoot forever. We'll see if we can make it happen.
All right, well, you've got a lot of fans here, not just in the Washington area, but across the country, and we are thrilled to have you on your hometown station, WMAL. Ginny Thrasher, what an honor, and congratulations, and thank you for representing our country so well.
Thank you so much.
Olympian Ginny Thrasher here on WMAL.
That was nice. And she seems so well-spoken.
Yeah,
and
she's really something.
19 and a half.
Don't you love that part of it?
I'm 19 and a half.
When you're still counting the half years, you know you're still pretty young. But yeah, and she just, you heard her. She loves shooting, and she just wants to keep on shooting.
Yeah,
and we are excited about seeing more from her.
I just love that. It is now 6:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
That just might be the quote for the day and a half.
and a half, not counting it on my end. Here we go, 270 southbound through Urbana and Hyattstown, slowing. Had an incident reported northbound side near 109, but southbound, double-checking that because southbound's getting extremely heavy approaching 109. And Upper Marlboro, crews are dealing with a crash on Route 4 westbound just as you pass 301 right near Showplace Arena. Watch for police to direct you around. Still in good shape to the Wilson Bridge and, in fact, the Beltway without any troubles, Maryland or Virginia. 66, the volume in Centerville. 95, slowest stretch out of Stafford is really going to be in Newington. So you're catching an early morning break here on the 95-395 Trek. And ongoing utility repairs continue in Northwest on L Street between 18th and 19th. You still lose one lane due to the repairs from last week's transformer fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's going to be a really hot day today. The actual air temperature, 97. The feel-like temperature, because of the humidity, somewhere between 100 and 105. You've been forewarned. Tonight, low down around 77. Tomorrow, 94, and a lot of sunshine. Sunday looking nice as well. Sunshine, temperatures in the low 90s. Currently in the nation's capital, 79 degrees, 616 on WMAL.
This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade.
Well, listen, we have some great space news. I mean, do you ever find that, you know, you have lost something, Larry, and you really hate that you've lost this thing, and it's been lost for a long, 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 long time, and then all of a sudden, just out of the blue, you find it under a piece of furniture, or you find it somewhere in a corner.
Almost exactly what happened with an old girlfriend of mine.
And you were excited.
Yeah, well... I had a reaction.
When she just popped up. I love it when you lose something and then all of a sudden it comes back to you. And such is the case with a satellite that NASA had. NASA sent out a couple of satellites.
Expect you to be going
that's
there.
That's right. NASA had a couple of satellites they sent out to study solar flares.
Uh-huh.
One was known as Stereo A. And the other one was known as Stereo B.
Mm.
And the idea was they were going to watch the sun from two vantage points, and that we were going to study solar flares. Solar flares actually are worth studying because they have an impact on us. They affect our communications when they come. They can have a real serious impact on things and our electrical grid, etc. So you want to know as much as you can know about solar flares. But they lost out of the blue. I had the exact date here. So, some time ago, they lost Stereo B. They couldn't find it. It just went dead.
It just disappeared.
It disappeared off their little radar screen.
It was the Romulans.
It may have been.
Maybe they put their cloaking device on. Maybe the satellite has a cloaking device, Brian. Did you think of that?
I didn't. It was October of 2014.
Okay.
So this satellite just goes silent, and they can't find it, and they can't talk to it. They don't know what happened to it.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't give up. They kept searching for it. They put some computers at work. See if you can find that satellite.
And, well, you know, if you lose a satellite, you keep looking.
Yeah.
You don't just say, there goes the satellite. Luckily, we got a whole bunch of other ones here.
We're talking about a $550 million project. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, to get that satellite back would have been, there's some money involved here. Well, guess what? Monday evening at 6:27 p.m., they found the satellite.
Wow.
Some 22 months after they lost it, they found it.
That's great.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. And so they're in the process now of rebooting it and getting it back up to speed and putting it back into the system. But the communication apparently has been established and is very solid. So it's just been sitting out there for 2 years waiting to be found. Not entirely sure why it went missing, but it's been found.
You know what else we haven't seen since October 2014?
What?
Obama's policy toward ISIS.
Or a Hillary Clinton press conference, I think.
Yes, that works too.
All right, so here's the other bit of space news.
Yes, there's more.
Earth 2. And a galaxy not far away.
Earth 2. Are we in the DC Comics universe
now?
No.
Apparently, they have found a star in a nearby galaxy that they believe is a lot like Earth. It's 4.25 light years away from Earth, and it's an exoplanet. I don't know what that is.
Huh.
Orbiting around a star known as Proxima B. And it's a rocky planet, and it's possibly more massive than Earth. And they believe that this might be a place, because it's in the so-called Goldilocks zone. You know what that is?
Yeah.
It has to be so far away from the sun that, you got to find that situation where it's just right. If it's too close, then all of the atmosphere boils away, the water boils away. If it's too far away, well, it's a frozen planet, and life can't really... But this one's in the Goldilocks zone. And they believe this could be the nearest planet to our planet that could sustain life.
So the planet's name is Proxima B. The sun is called Proxima Centauri.
Oh, excuse me.
Which,
right.
By the way, you Babylon 5 fans would recognize as the home planet of Lando Malari, ambassador to Babylon 5. They better keep them away from the Narns, or Jakar will get very upset. This is all way over every... No one here is a Babylon 5. All right, well, let's move on from that one then. Earth 2.
Earth 2.
Why would they call it Earth 2? Do you realize what happens on Earth 2?
No, I don't.
So in the DC Comics universe, Earth 2 is basically an exact replica of Earth in a different time zone or time line, and it develops and evolves in its own way. And every human being here on Earth has a doppelganger over on Earth 2. So there's an Earth 2 version of Brian Wilson. There's an Earth 2 version of Larry O'Connor. There's an Earth 2 version of Chris Plant just hanging out over on their own path.
I've always had a theory that there's another Earth that is just on the other side of the sun, and we can't ever see it because it's exactly in a 180-degree orbit from us.
Oh.
And so, it's out there, and that's Earth 2.
Maybe that's what happened to the satellite that was missing. Maybe Earth 2 grabbed it and said, there's our satellite.
Yeah,
they launched their own.
That may be it.
See? Hadn't
thought about that.
Yeah, you know why I hadn't thought of that?
Because they're probably
kind of stupid.
It's kind of dumb,
that's probably why. All right, well, we salute you, Earth 2, and everyone listening, because, our radio waves, theoretically...
Could get to...
Absolutely.
In 4.24
So you're listening to Mornings on the Mall right here, the greatest morning station
on
Proxima Centauri, Proxima B, orbiting Proxima Centauri.
Yeah.
Good morning, all you Centaurians. 6:20.
And in 4.24 light years, they'll hear that. It is now 6:21.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable. Pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Aprilia, or Dr. Haggard. Personally,
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Doing the homework for you on your federal benefits. The retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
Really translating the language that's involved with federal benefits, whether it be TSP, the long-term care insurance, pension systems, Social Security, Medicare. And then once you have that knowledge and education, that you make sure that your choices are current and make sure that those choices are the right ones for you.
The retirement professor, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL. Or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. greenbrook.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
It is 6:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we are cruising Virginia 95. I'm not seeing any delays leaving Stafford through Aquia into Dale City. Fantastic. A little bit of volume in Newington, and we'll take that any day. Same story with 66. Slowest stretch just pushing into Centerville. On Route 7 has been quiet. 270 southbound through Urbana and Hyattstown slowing. They had a stall reported northbound. They've already cleared that if it was there. On the top side, starting to see a little bit of the stop and go as you head past University Boulevard toward Georgia Avenue. Now, here's where we're looking at 295, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway in Jessup, southbound between 175 and 32, reports of a crash. Traffic update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
97 this afternoon, sunshine, west-northwesterly breeze. A few passing clouds tonight, 77. Sunny tomorrow, 94. More sunshine on Sunday, low 90s, with dew points a little lower, so maybe a less humid weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 79 degrees at 626.
Brian, tonight at the Washington Nationals game, the Nats, the current hometown heroes for Washington, D.C., baseball fans, will be looking back and honoring their history as one Frank Howard gets recognized, the great Washington senator. Our own Steve Burns at WMAL News put together a great package, and you got to hear it.
On the last day of baseball in the nation's capital on September 30th, 1971, Frank Howard puts the Senators ahead of the Yankees in the sixth, as called by Ron Mancini on WWDC.
I just wish the owners of the American League could see this, the ones who voted 10-2 to move this club out of Washington.
We didn't have much to cheer about back then.
Washington Post sports columnist Tom Boswell was among the faithful, however painful it was.
The only thing those Senators teams had going for them were home run hitters.
And among the best of them was Hondo, Frank Howard.
To this day, I've never seen anybody hit balls harder or further.
Tonight, the 80-year-old gets inducted into the Nats Ring of Honor before their game against Colorado.
I think it's long overdue.
Boswell calls Howard a Bunyan-esque figure, a gentle giant, always enthusiastic, positive, and hardworking.
You'd see a foul ball that was 30 rows back in the stands, and Frank would race over like he had some chance for it. Then he'd go panting back, but that was just him. He didn't want anybody to ever say he wasn't trying hard enough.
Hondo moved with the team the next season to Arlington, Texas. He retired in 1974 after 16 seasons and 382 home runs. He then started his managing career.
My favorite expression to his AAA players, boys, you gotta pound that Budweiser tonight if you're gonna swing that lumber tomorrow.
Hondo threw his helmet into the stands, a souvenir of the big guy's finest hour in Washington.
Ultimately, fans stormed the field that game, and the Senators had to forfeit to the Yankees. The Post said that day the prevailing thought was that it would only take about a year or two for baseball to return to the nation's capital. It took 35 years, and 45 years later, a rightful honor for Hondo.
Hondo loves Washington as much as the fans love him.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
How cool is that?
Just awesome.
I love that. Yeah. So congratulations, Hondo. Finally, you're going to get honored tonight by the Nats. Good job, Nats. I hope the Nats wear the throwback Senators uniforms. That would be really cool. I don't know if they are. And nice job, Steve Burns.
Steve Burns, nice piece. Yeah, very nice.
6:28 on WMAL.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
A new study says that older people are happier people. Do you find that to be true? We're going to discuss that in just a moment. Also, the latest on the boats from Iran that have been harassing our ships in the Strait of Hormuz. It's now 6:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Long Fence. Donald Trump is still trying to clarify exactly where he stands on illegal immigration.
The Trump campaign really struggling with a key question when it comes to their immigration plan. What happens to the 11 million undocumented people living here in the United States? I mean, do all of them have to leave or do some of them get to stay? The answer still very unclear.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, has launched a blistering new attack on Donald Trump.
From the start, Donald Trump has built his campaign on prejudice and paranoia. He is taking hate groups mainstream.
And she says Trump is helping a radical fringe take over the Republican Party. A rural Mississippi community is mourning two nuns found stabbed to death in their home. Women, both nurse practitioners, were found dead after they failed to show up for work at a nearby clinic. Thousands of kids in Montgomery County are not ready for the first day of school Monday because they still don't have their required immunizations. And 4 days into the school year in Prince George's County, there are still 3,700 kids being sent home because they don't have their shots yet either. Some Virginia lawmakers today will plan to call on the University of Virginia to explain why it banked over $2 billion while raising tuition. The school has spent the past decade building that investment fund, but UVA tuition for in-state freshmen has gone up 30% since 2013. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,448, the Nasdaq at 5212. Sports behind Max Scherzer's arm and Bryce Harper's bat, the Nationals snap their losing streak and beat the Orioles. The Redskins host Buffalo tonight in their third preseason game. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Why does summer have to end?
What's wrong with fall?
Winter comes right after.
Well, then we'll just have to extend summer, which means fixing up the yard so we can spend more time outside, am I right?
Yes, and I just heard Long Fence is offering 25% off all fences, decks, and pavers.
Great! We'll take one of each.
Fall, here we come.
Right now, all fences, decks, and pavers are 25% off and financing available for qualified buyers. Visit longfence.com today.
Everything we build makes a difference.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. You can win a share of $70,000 in trips, cash, and more at the $70,000 kickoff giveaway on August 26th and August 27th. Start earning entries now. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril Oxytril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled program for an important announcement about your nanny. If you're paying a nanny on a regular basis, you may owe nanny taxes. And if you're a working parent, more busy work is the last thing you need. So take nanny payroll taxes off your plate with Sure Payroll. Sure Payroll handles all the complicated nanny tax forms and filings for you automatically. Plus, you'll get direct deposit, great U.S.-based customer service, and background checks to make sure the nanny you're hiring is one you can trust. Don't risk fees, penalties, or headaches. Sure Payroll gives you total control. Pay your nanny anytime, anywhere, on any device. When it's time to pay your nanny, trust the service that was named Best Household Payroll Service by Business News Daily 2 years in a row. Visit surepayroll.com and search Guide to Nanny Taxes to get a free guide you can use to learn more about paying your nanny correctly. Do yourself and your nanny a favor now. Make sure you're sure about taking care of nanny taxes by going to surepayroll.com for a free quote and guide to nanny taxes, or call 800-950-9042. 800-950-9042. That's 800-950-9042. surepayroll.com.
At Adeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Adeed.
Right now, get our best deal ever.
Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free.
For details, go to joehadeed.com.
6:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, here comes the rush hour from 95 and pushing slowly on that outer loop over toward George Avenue. That's really about the slowest stretch of the Beltway. Still looks good through Greenbelt, New Carrollton, no delay to the Wilson Bridge. Virginia, starting to see a little bit of that volume on the Beltway inner loop and through Annandale. Now for 95 out of Stafford this morning, actually catching a break and pushing up through Dumfries in Dale City, sluggish north of the Occoquan toward Newington. 395, here we come northbound as you pass Landmark, slowing toward King Street. 66 without any issues. Heading in through town, reminder on L Street, the ongoing utility repairs have still you reduced to two lanes on L Street between 18th and 19th from last week's transformer fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
97 this afternoon, sunshine, west northwesterly breeze, a few passing clouds tonight, 77. Sunny tomorrow, 94. Four more sunshine on Sunday, low 90s with dew points a little lower, so maybe a less humid weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WNAL.
Right now, 74 in Herndon, 72 in Frederick, 78 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in a few moments, we'll talk to Trevor Maddich about tonight's preseason game with the Buffalo Bills. At 8:05, we'll again repeat our earlier interview with Olympian Jenny Thrasher. It's worth your time. And at 8:35, Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Are older people happier than younger people? And if so, why? 888-630-9625. If you're in your 20s and your 30s and your 40s right now, and you think you're happy, well, do you think you'll actually be happier when you get older? And were you happier when you were younger? 888-630-WMAL. This is because there's a brand new study out of University of California San Diego School of Medicine that says, in fact, when you're older, when you're over 65, you actually reach the peak of happiness in your lifetime. And this is what really jumped out at me here. Why? Because you got to think, you know, the old cliche is that, you know, your youth, that's when you're the happiest. That's when you have your health, you have your, you know, you're physically in the best shape. You can go out and do things. You can go out and you've got energy and, you know, all these things. Well, it's what's amazing to me. When you're in your 20s and 30s, real life begins. Financial, yeah. Romantic, yeah. Career-oriented demands. That's what puts stress in your life. Think about this for a minute. I remember being like 20, 21, 22 years old, and that's when you start focusing on living your life, right? And you have all these goals. You have all these things that you want to achieve. You want to find the right girl, and Mike, you find the right spouse. You want to get the right job. You want to make the most money. All of these things that you want to acquire. You want that car. You want that house. You want these things. It turns out by working to achieve all of those things and even attaining all of those things, it actually lowers your happiness quotient. It's when you are older and you don't have to worry about all of those things, and you've already sort of achieved what you wanted to achieve, and your focus is not on getting that stuff, that's when you have your happiness. Mm. Does this ring true to you? When in your life are you the most happy? 888-630-9625, or happiest, I suppose, is a better way to put that if you wanted to use the English language.
So after 65...
That's what this says.
That's the peak happiness.
65 and older is peak happiness.
I have some questions. I need more information, because it seems to me that after 65, you start to forget a lot of things.
maybe
you just forgot all the things that was making you unhappy. Now, maybe that's what it is. You know, you start to forget things like where you put the keys, but you also forget all those things that happened to you when younger, because your mind starts to go. I think that's it. I think there may be something to that. Well, I think it also has something to do with a lot of people retire at 65. And at 65, and you're retired, and you see, if you've worked hard and you've done things really well, then you can enjoy life. You can just think about the things you want to do. That would make you happy, wouldn't it?
I suppose.
To have as your agenda today, what do I want to do today? Not I have to do this, and I have to do that, and I have to do this, and I have to do that.
Yeah.
It's just like, hey, I wake up today, and I get to do the thing I want to do.
Well, that's what I do every day, is I wake up and do the thing I want to do. I just, you know. Yeah. Except for the waking up part. What do you think? Brian and Warren did.
I think they just forget about it. I think
that's very funny. Yeah. Brian, you're on WMAL.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I'm 33. I think I'm a fairly happy guy. But the way I would look at it is, when you're older, in your 60s, 70s, you've been through life. You know what makes you angry, upset, sad. So, you know, you stay away from those things. You know how to make yourself happy, things you hold on to, the things you cherish.
That's interesting. So it's, in other words, it's, you know, like, it's the old cliche. You always say, well, life's too short to get upset about that. But as you get older, it really starts to resonate. Like, literally, life is too short.
Exactly. A little older, a little wiser.
Wisdom makes you happier. Thank you, Brian.
Well, and experience, too. You learn that, you know, you can't really have an impact on a lot of things. And that lesson finally gets rammed, you know, into your hard head, I guess, when you get into your 40s and 50s. By the time you get to your 60s, you're sort of like, it is what it is.
I got to be honest. The happiest times that I've ever been in my life were right now. Seriously, I am incredibly happy with my life right now. Mm-hmm. And when I was my poorest, when I was living on my own in New York, 19 years old, barely making any money, you know, eating ramen and
but
a slice of pizza. I really was. Yeah. I love that time of my life.
Yeah, I had a similar experience in the young beginning days of my career. Yeah. I didn't have two nickels to rub together, but I was happy.
Right. That's why whenever I hear a politician lament people who are making minimum wage and having to work 3 jobs, and I think back of those times in my life, and I was like, I loved that time of my life only because I got out of it. Robert in Gainesville, you're next up on WMAL. What do you think, Robert?
Well, when you're young, you're carefree, don't have responsibilities, you're happier. When you get to middle age...
Take your point. That is a little bit graphic, but you're right. I think your wife is right, I should say. Steve, you're on. You're from Tyson's as well. Thanks for calling, Steve. What do you think?
I agree with Robert. As you age up, you get to a point, your career... You've established your career, all those worries are behind you, the kids are gone, the weddings are gone, the college is gone, the filters come off, and you don't care.
So I'm not going to be happy until my kids are married off? Ooh, man, that's going to be a while. But Steve, here's what's interesting. Now think about this for a minute. All of those things, the career, the things you acquire, your kids, your relationship, those are all things that you wanted, right? Didn't you work to achieve those things? Didn't you, those are the things that you desperately wanted in your life, and you worked so hard to get them. So the things that you really wanted most are the things that make you unhappy.
No, it's the stress behind getting there.
It's the effort that makes it unhappy.
That's right.
All right. All right, Steve. Steve has cleared it up for me.
Well, there you go.
We take a look at the study, and if you are unhappy right now, just hold out. As soon as you reach 65 and older, everything's going to come back to you. Don't worry about it. See, Mike McKay, our sound engineer, he is an extremely happy man.
Yeah, look
and
at
he's,
him.
And he's only 41.
He's blissful.
It's 6:43 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeservices.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm going to give you some great advice about real estate. If you listed your home for sale in the past and it didn't sell or got an offer for less than the asking price and thought, maybe I should just wait, don't. There's no reason to sit on your hands in fear of the market and delay your dreams. No, all you need to do is call realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah are the best. They just sold the Ronalds home that was listed with another agent for 9 months. Imagine that. Well, the Reynolds sold it in 3 weeks. If you're ready to sell your home, do yourself a favor and call the Reynolds team today. 844-344-SOLD. Debbie and Sarah are ready to get you top dollar and get you packing. Call the Reynolds team now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. And start packing. I mean, like, fast.
It's 6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, let's go 395 through Landmark, heaviest stretch, and then, oh boy, great here through Shirlington, to and across the 14th Street Bridge, each direction on the freeway, running at speed. DC 295 southbound. As you come south just off of 50, that's where we'll have some delays past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Again, it's just the volume forming on the Suitland Parkway heading to 295 and Baltimore Washington Parkway. We're looking good. Thought we may have had an incident, but police say nope, all lanes open, just slow southbound Baltimore Washington Parkway heading down toward 175 and Route 32. 95 in great shape. If you're coming south, making the trip from 100 down toward the Beltway, sluggish on the Beltway through Silver Spring. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We are very warm this morning. May see a little overcast, but if I say a good deal of sunshine, that means a lot of sunshine out there. 97 humid degrees, will feel over 100, probably between 100 and 105. Tonight, some clouds, warm, 77. Sunshine, 94 tomorrow. Now, dew points do come down, so a little less humid, and then still warm on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 79 degrees. It is 646. Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and my friend Frank Prindle guarantees to sell your home on time and for top dollar, or he will buy it. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to itrustfrank.com. Well, we're learning more about these close calls in the Mideast between our ships and these Iranian fast boats that were harassing our ships. You know, it's not a good idea. I mean, look, if you're in charge of a Navy vessel, one of the things that you're very concerned about is a fast boat attack. I mean, especially after the USS Cole. That was a fast boat attack. Fast boats came up while the ship was docked, and then they was loaded with explosives, and it did a lot of damage, and people died as a result of it. So since then, you know, you're very on edge anytime you see a fast boat coming at your ship. Well, you know, as the Iranians in the Strait of Hormuz had four close calls with these fast boats coming at one of our missile boat, and we now know that apparently we did more than just fire off some flares at them. It has been confirmed by the Pentagon that indeed we actually sent a couple of we shot a 50 caliber machine gun across the bow of those fast boats at one point when they came a little too close. And I'm glad we did this. I'm glad we did that and glad we decided that we were not going to just stand by and idly let these boats harass our Navy ships. But this was confirmed yesterday by the Pentagon. And at the White House, they're saying, you know what? The actions of the Iranians in the Strait of Hormuz are out of line.
The actions taken by these Iranian vessels were unsafe and unprofessional. It's not clear what the intentions of the Iranian ships were.
Yeah, well
that'll make a difference. Yeah. My gosh, Josh Earnest talking tough to the Iranians.
Yeah, and so apparently this is not the only incident. There have been incidents involving the USS Tempest and the USS Squall, and this is an escalation of tensions in that particular part of the world.
So at one point, one of these little boats comes 200 yards away, and so the 200, that's two football fields.
Right.
Two football fields.
Yeah.
That's pretty close.
And so the Squall said, enough of that. 50 caliber gun lobbed across the bow. And that's when you talk about firing a shot across somebody's bow. They literally did that with a 50 caliber machine
gun. Unsafe and unprofessional. Oh, boy, that's fighting words. So these are our partners, right? Let's just not forget that this country is the number one funder of terrorism around the world. They created, invented, and deployed the IEDs that blew off the limbs and, in some cases, ended the lives of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of American military members during the Iraq War. They have taken Americans hostages and continue to do so and hold them against their will. And we have sat at a table with them, shook hands, allowed them to move forward with a nuclear program, and have given them $1.4 billion, $1.7 billion, and also freed up economic sanctions so that they can do business around the world. And now they're buzzing our...
And authorized Boeing to go over there and negotiate for the sale of aircraft.
And now they're buzzing our Navy ships.
Yeah, nice folks.
Can anyone tell me what our policy is with Iran right now under Barack Obama?
Well, it's been a rip-roaring success, I would have to say.
Four more years. Yeah. It's 6:50 on WMAL.
Today, not only are you at risk of losing money on your bank deposits, but now the dollar itself is falling in value thanks to America's good-for-nothing Federal Reserve. Yes, Savage Nation, today we all face big government's secret war on cash, where you could be considered a criminal simply by withdrawing your own cash, savings, or retirement. You heard me right. Your own cash is the government's next target. Protect your economic freedom and privacy. You must read The Secret War from Swiss America, which offers banking and money safety tips that the government doesn't want you to know. Call 800-289-2646 right now. Protect yourself. 800-289-2646 right now. Or visit secretwaroncash.com. Don't let the government rob you blind. Call now, 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. I, Michael Savage, say that now is the time to save your savings while you still can. Call 800-289-2646 right now. SecretWarOnCash.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single, pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
It's time to check in and see how your money's doing from the news desk at CNBC. Here is Tanya Hansen.
Good morning. Investors are waiting to hear from Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen. They'll be listening for clues on the timing of the next interest rate hike. Yellen will be speaking at an annual central bank forum in Jackson Hole, Wyoming at 10 this morning. We'll also get an estimate of how the economy performed in the spring when the GDP report is released, and we'll get a reading on consumer sentiment today. Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte has his first new endorsement deal since his fake Rio robbery story. The Pine Brothers throat lozenge company is asking customers to give him another chance. Lochte will appear in the company's Forgiving on Your Throat campaign. Lochte lost four major sponsorships on Monday. Apple is issuing a security update to prevent a new type of spyware from infecting your iPhone or iPad. Devices can be infected by clicking a web link. Then hackers could remotely take over through the camera and microphone, taking information on apps and Gmail. Apple is advising customers to update to the newest version of the operating system as soon as possible. I'm Tanya Hansen, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
It is 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Ryan, enjoying a Friday light. This is fantastic on 95. Virginia out of Stafford, not seeing any delay until you get right in through Woodbridge, briefly in Newington. Same story with 395 as you head through Landmark. Beltway Annandale starts to fill in some of that volume. Same story, top side of the Maryland Beltway. We do have that stop and go from 95 around to George Avenue. 270 looks good coming out of Frederick, down past Urbana, just a brief delay south of 109. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for a good deal of sunshine today and a high of around 97. It's going to feel like 105 at times this afternoon because of the humidity. And then, coming up tonight, a few passing clouds, low of 77. Tomorrow, sunny skies and 94 degrees, and Sunday in the low 90s. We're looking today already 80 degrees in the nation's capital. It is now 6:56 on WMAL. That, of course, is where Washington comes to talk. It is 6:56.
Americans speak their minds on the National Mall. Now, Washington comes to talk right here.
This is serious stuff.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
Chris Plant here. Did you know in the last 3 years, more than 100 WMAL listeners have worked with Eric Stewart to sell their homes? That's a great testament. Sales are up and Eric's getting top dollar for homes just like yours. Call my friend Eric today for a free evaluation to see how much your home is worth. Call Eric at 800-900-9104. 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
Everyone knows somebody with multiple sclerosis. It affects 15,000 people in the greater DC area alone. A support network is vital. Connect with MS community members tomorrow at 11:30 at the Tyson's Corner Marriott and hear healthcare expert Heidi Creighton discuss relapsing MS and treatment options like Lemtrada, a prescription infusion treatment for relapsing MS. Don't miss this great opportunity to meet other MS community members in the DC area. For details, visit moreaboutmstreatment.com.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Those pesky Russians are at it again.
they were able to buy into owning nearly 20% of the U.S. production of uranium. Hillary Clinton told us last year that she knew nothing about it, and the Secretary of State was not involved in such a thing. Oops! A communication from the State Department now released shows that senior State Department officials were very concerned about the Russians being able to put pressure on Eastern Bloc countries with both natural gas and nuclear contracts if the deal went through. The communication was sent to Clinton from her team in Brussels a year before the approval, and she sat on the committee that had the ability to kill the deal. She did nothing. So her statement that the secretary didn't deal with this kind of thing, well, just wasn't true. Then we find out that her husband Bill gave a speech in Moscow worth $500,000 at the time the deal was under consideration. Boy, what the world really needs is a good investigative reporter. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reason Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reason Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reason Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com. That's froyofranchising.com. Check it out now. froyofranchising.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
Hillary Clinton says that if you support Donald Trump, you're pretty much a racist. We'll play you the audio and get your reaction.
And we'll talk to Trevor Maddich about tonight's preseason game with the Buffalo Bills. It is now 7 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for some news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL.